Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, is about 31% invested in 13 growth stocks as of 5/17/20. I've been actively managing risk by locking in some recent gains and buying new stocks as I seek lower risk entry points. My preference is to sell stocks when I can and not when I have to. I try to listen to the market and let the market push me out of stocks when it is time to sit on the sidelines. However, the large cap index has been in a 4% trading range since the end of April, and I believe it may be ready to head higher. Now that earnings season is behind us, I'm eager to ramp up to a more fully invested position in leading stocks with sound fundamentals and technicals. Stocks that exhibit 2 to 3 consecutive quarters of increasing sales and earnings with double-digit next year estimated earnings are at the top of my buy list. I believe this week could be a good time for us to go shopping. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. The Fed's balance sheet increased by $212 billion to over $6.7 trillion last week. The prior week saw an increase of only $65 billion, only. So the Fed's rapid acceleration last week could be telling us that there may be more bad news on the horizon. The good news is some of that easy money appears to be finding its way in the stock market, floating many boats higher. I plan to look for opportunities and find stocks that may benefit from this abnormal, new normal environment we find ourselves in. The work from home and cloud stocks seem to be attracting a lot of investor interest, as many of these theme stocks are trading near all-time highs. The market is like our parents. We need to listen and not talk back. I believe the market is more right than not, because it collectively knows everything knowable, and it is reflected in the price of a stock. We are all entitled to our own opinions, but we're not entitled to our own facts. The fact is, the major large cap index is less than 15% from an all-time high, and it currently appears to be in a short-term uptrend. I attempt to follow trends and not opinions. The U.S. Treasury plans to issue an unprecedented $1 trillion of debt over the next 3 or 4 weeks. Who will buy our debt? If the likes of China and Japan do not show up to buy our debt, interest rates could zoom higher. However, I assume the Fed will monetize the debt and be the buyer of last resort, with money that it creates out of thin air, keeping rates at historic low levels, keeping borrowers happy. The Fed monetizes the debt by purchasing Treasury bonds with money it creates by adding zeros to its balance sheet, and no one seems to care. I believe the Fed may be pushing on a string by creating excess liquidity that the banks will not be able to lend due to the lack of creditworthy borrowers thanks to the mandated lockdown. It may seem crazy that the Fed can create money out of nothing to buy debt from the Treasury so politicians can spend money we don't have without a way to pay it back, but that is reality. We do live in interesting times with gold and silver looking very appealing in this America 2.0 new normal. As long as the dollar remains strong against other currencies, trading less than 4% from an all-time high, Congress is likely to continue spending money until the world says enough. I do not believe we are there yet, but one day there will likely be a huge price to pay for all this irresponsible spending with no plans to stop or even slow down. I do not believe this economic crisis was caused by a virus. I believe this economic crisis was caused by politicians spreading fear, trying to hurt President Trump's chances of re-election in November. Hate for another human in one's heart cannot be a healthy way to live. I believe we were all created by God to receive and share the bottom line. The trend currently appears up, and I plan to continue buying growth stocks with sound fundamental and technical chart patterns. I believe the Fed has our back, and they will do what it takes to keep us going in the right direction It may be time to consider gold and silver as the Fed monetizes more U.S. Treasury debt. Politicians have taken away our freedom in lockdown, and it is time we take it back while we still can. I believe that God is still in control, and He will right the wrongs and never leave us as He walks with us through this fear crisis. I pray you accept God's grace and peace and put your faith in Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. John 4:18. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next biblical insights on the stock market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the IssacharFund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.lionx.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The IssacharFund is distributed by Northern Life Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Life Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at lionx.net. Thank you, and God bless.